Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us this week on The Medley. I'm your host, Blake Crash Priddle, and this week we're going to be speaking with Newfoundland-based artist Christina Bartlett, also known as Strawberry Patch. Bartlett specializes in anime art, and she's going to tell us what inspired her to pursue this art form, and she's going to give us some details on a project that we're both working on together. Where did your fascination with anime begin?
I would say I've been watching anime since I was like 5 years old. My parents were both, well, my father more so, was very much into cartoons. So like we were always watching animated things in our house anyways. And then the family was very like movie forward. So my mom would take us to the video store and we'd rent anime. It was always obscure and there'd probably only be like 10 tapes. But my parents were pretty open to me watching almost all media, really.
Was it hard to learn how to draw anime characters or anime people? Because it looks like a very complex style of art.
Well, I actually started drawing anime when I was about 9 or 10 years old. So when I was really getting into things such as Sailor Moon, I know when it comes to drawing, people hate to hear it, but it really is just doing it over and over and over again. And I'm also kind of ruthless in the sense that I don't think there's anything wrong with copying an already existing work to learn how to do something correctly, because that's how painters in the past learned, by copying their masters. So you just got to do it over and over again until you feel like it's right. And even though anime is just a cartoon style, doing stuff like learning proper human anatomy and posture studies and all that stuff is still very useful, regardless of what style you do.
Did you get any art lessons at all from anyone to improve your craft or anything like that? Or are you completely self-taught?
I'm mostly self-taught. I am taught by other people in certain things. Like my mom is self-taught actually in a lot of different art forms. So my mom used to draw murals on my bedroom wall, and she was actually a potter for many, many years in the Newfoundland scene. And she was always just very, you know, if you want to do it, do it. Beyond that, I'm mostly self-taught in most forms of art. I did take a year of 2D, 3D animation in the early 2000s. They didn't really teach you much about actual drawing. You already had to know pretty much how to do that in that particular course that I took.
Newfoundland is full of all kinds of artists, and I was just about to ask you about Newfoundland. What part of Newfoundland do you live in?
I live on the Avalon Peninsula. I lived in a tiny town called Bishop's Cove for a long time, and then I moved to St. John's, where I lived for almost 20 years, and now I live in Conception Bay South. Oh, yeah. If Newfoundland has anything, it has beautiful scenery.
Yes, and when I was there, I got to see all kinds of artwork from various artists, and they're all very unique in their own way. Would you say that anime is popular in Newfoundland, like among the younger crowd?
It's really blossomed into its own thing. The local convention scene is like, yeah, it's not as big as like some other mainland scenes, but it's almost nice in that way because everybody knows everybody. Everybody's interacting with each other and pumping each other up, and they feel like they can make friends within the community. Because I know when I was young, being a child who was neurodivergent and into a quote-unquote weird hobby didn't get you into very good interactions with your peers often. So I really enjoy seeing the younger people getting to enjoy what they want to enjoy and having a fun time.
What makes your anime artwork unique from the many other anime artists that are out there?
anime has a definition in a sense of what it is and what it looks like. But at the same time, they can look so vastly different from one spectrum to another. My style has always, I would say, has had a very heavy Sailor Moon influence, because when I was young, that is all I drew at one point before I started learning to draw other things and spreading out my interests. So my style tends to be very girly, bright colors, high saturation, but I can draw other things, and it's hard to say. I just draw what makes me happy, I guess.
So do you work full-time as an artist, or do you have another job to help pay the bills?
I don't currently have another job right now, but I did work another job for a very long time. For almost 20 years, I had another job, and then art. Well, I don't want to even say it was a side job, because I tried to put as much effort into both. You need a steady income, because art won't always necessarily be a steady income, especially depending on the time of year. And, you know, just the way the economy is sometimes, like right now is a difficult point in the economy for everybody. But when it comes to art, I find the only real way for you to be able to make money is to diversify yourself. So you should never just be doing one thing. It should be, well, I'm selling my skill. I'm selling my physical pieces. I'm selling product. And maybe you're also doing lessons or just different things within the same dynamic. A lot of younger people do social media, so they'll start like a Twitch or YouTube or TikTok just to try to, you should have multiple flows of income to try to, if you want to get to that goal where art is the only thing you're doing to help yourself make money. I worked at a restaurant for almost 20 years, and I worked full-time, and then I also did this full-time. I was lucky enough that my boss was very generous with time off for me to do events and stuff, and she was very encouraging for me to do what I wanted to do. And I was lucky in that sense. I know not everybody can be so lucky, but I really appreciated it at the time. I no longer work there. It was great because then I still got to do what I enjoyed, because in the end, me drawing and going to events is what I enjoyed the most.
It's certainly a good opportunity to meet other artists and to meet your fans, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really just fun for me because in a funny way, it's kind of like healing to my inner child, where I'm like, oh man, when I was young and into anime, I wish I could have had such a place to go and hang out and meet people and just enjoy what I enjoy. So I like being able to give them the opportunity to just have a fun time and help them, you know, find their fun stuff they want to buy, or helping a new young artist get up into the scene and learn how to market themselves, or helping with collaborating with other artists in the scene with a project is always fun.
Well, I had a look at your website and your social media feed, and the artwork that you put together is absolutely beautiful and very cute. So if people go onto your website to purchase some of your artwork, what kind of things can they expect to see?
My website was only newly reopened, so it's not fully restocked yet. But at the moment, mostly the stickers that I sell, and I also sell some handmade goods in the sense of crocheting. So there'll be like plush toys and bags and stuff like that. But I'll also have acrylic charms, buttons and pins, and I'm hoping to eventually in the future maybe expand to things like apparel, and that's all processes in the work right now, but apparel is my next step, things like tote bags and sweaters and such.
Maybe what you could do is, because you live in Newfoundland, maybe if you're going to do apparel, you could make a sou'wester hat or something with some kawaii characters on it or something. I think
that'd be cute.
Funny story, actually. Last time I visited Newfoundland, I brought a sou'wester hat with me because I thought that they were popular there. And what's the story behind your artist name?
Oh my God, it's going to sound so foolish. But I used to have an older artist name that I used for a very, very long time, from when I was in grade school, actually, right up till I started to go to college. And it was very generic and just a silly little name. And I was like, when I went to college, I was like, I think I want to change my name. So I picked Alice because it was my middle name. And then my name originally was actually Alice Slice because I just wanted... I was just trying to get a name that I could grab from the internet that wouldn't already be taken when I started making accounts. And it was just, oh, well, it's the same word, but one letter changed. And then after like a month, I was like, you know what? I'm going to change the last name to Scythe for no real reason. And then that was just the name I've used. And I've been using that name since like 2003. So it's been a while. And now I'm going to change the name, not because I don't like my name anymore. Like, my name is still Alice, so I'm not bothered by it. But it just feels like I'm entering a new part of my business and my process, and that's just old now. So it's just a refresh mostly. And with my new name, which is Strawberry Patch, it's mainly just a... reflection of what was already my branding, because my branding was very strawberry forward. And then I had a mascot, which was the Strawberry Bunny King, and his name is Ichigo, and he's very strawberry forward. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna change it to just make the branding more like cohesive.
Now, anime originated in Japan. In fact, I believe that's the Japanese word for animation is anime. Have you ever been to Japan, or do you hope to go someday to hopefully get some inspiration for future projects?
I've never been, and I would love to be able to go sometime. I've actually had multiple friends who have gone, and they all love it. And I love seeing their videos and their pictures and the things that they bring back, which is always fun. And the thing is, I love Japanese culture in general. It's not just anime, just the overall culture of Japan, the temples, the landscape, music, the history. It's all very interesting to me, and it always has been since I was very young. Someday the dream will be able to, I'll be going someday.
I've always been fascinated with Japanese culture as well, and Japanese art and food. You know, I happen to love sushi, especially mackerel sushi.
I love mackerel sushi. It's so good.
Have you ever done any illustrations for books?
I haven't done anything like officially in the sense of publishing. I've done like some of my own stuff here and there, and I've helped other people edit their own stuff every once in a while, or just as like a casual side project, but never like in a mass publishing or like outside really of the scene in any way.
Do you remember any of the names of the projects that you worked on and that are published?
No, it's been so long. A lot of it was very casual stuff that was done back in the day when I was on like DeviantArt and Tumblr and stuff like that back in the day. God knows, so long ago now.
Well, you're helping me with a project right now. Maybe you could tell our listeners about it.
Yes, I am. I'm getting to draw a cute little bean. They're so cute. I'm very excited, actually, because I've been wanting to illustrate a book for a long, long time. And my mom actually bugs me about it all the time. And I told her about it today, actually, and she's very, very excited. Because... she's been really, really wanting it. But the thing is, I am not a writer. I cannot write. That is not my strong suit. Sally is going to be a very sweet little creature who's being a little cutie with her little rain jacket and her booties. And it's going to be, I don't know, just a sweet story that I think a lot of people could relate to.
I agree. It took me a while to get the story just right, but I think with your artwork giving the finishing touch, I think it's going to be just so awesome. And I wanted the characters to be cute, because you look at characters like Miffy or Hello Kitty or other cute characters out there, they're really popular in Japan and among young adults and kids. So I think that would help to make it more appealing.
Yes, and it makes it more digestible for a younger audience to see it and then, you know, maybe see a little bit of themselves within the character and be like, oh, well, I understand how she feels and I feel that way sometimes too. And, you know, just make it more digestible for a younger audience, but also enjoyable. Because I know when I was young, I actually still own many childhood books that are illustrated that have unique illustrations just because I love the artwork in childhood books.
Christina, I really enjoyed our time today. Thank you very much for joining us on the Medley. And before we wrap up, is there a way that people can keep up to date with you to find out what conventions you plan to attend and all that sort of thing?
Yes, I have my Instagram account, which is strawberrypatchca. I post there most of the time. I also have a Twitter and a Threads by the same name. And my store is strawberrypatchca.square.site, where you can buy physical goods. Or if you have a question or inquiry, I'm always open to that. People can email me at the AliceScytheInc@gmail.com.
And that was Newfoundland-based anime artist Christina Bartlett, also known as Strawberry Patch. I hope that you enjoyed this week's edition of The Medley, and remember, we're all kinds of different.